Bezras Hashem Yitzbarech, today's daf is Nun Hey in Meseches Yuma. It's the 518th daf in Shas. Apologize for missing for a couple of days. As you've heard in the past, in the last week, I've been struggling with quite a heavy cold. Also, I have all the responsibilities with the Talmidim HaYikarim. So the combination of the two have not allowed me to record the daf. In fact, I'm able to record today because I just started taking antibiotics for this cold and hopefully not bronchitis, and I'm not in yeshiva in the morning today, so this gives me the opportunity to make up, if you will, daf nun hey with you. Our daf is going to discuss the halachos of the sprinkling of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, as we learned in the Mishnah on the Gimel Mabez, and we're familiar from the Musaf Yom HaKippurim, the famous Achas, Achas V'Achas, and the entire sprinkling that took place in the awesome situation of the Kohen Gadol, Bifnayu Bifnim, on Yom HaKippurim. The nature of the sprinkling by both the Seir HaMishtaleach and the Par will be discussed. Where it's done, how it's done, whether the halachas for the Par and the Seir are the same. That will be the first of half of our Amud, or even three quarters of our Amud, all the way to Achas V'Achas, where from 10 lines from the bottom, the Gemara will discuss the exact sprinkling and what exactly Achas V'Achas means. Our Mishnah also mentioned that when the Kohen Gadol would go out of the Heichal, he would place the blood on a Kain Hazav. The Gemara will discuss that on the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Aleph. As we turn the Amud, we will discuss, based on Diyukim in the Mishnah, how many pillars, how many Kain were there in the Beis HaMikdash. There seem to be different opinions in our Mishnah, and that will take us back to a Mishnah in Shkolim that we learned in the Daf Yomi, and that revolves around how concerned are we for monies and blood being mixed up. If there's one Kain, there's one pillar, then it's much less likely for things to get mixed up, because the only blood that could be placed on a Kain is one type of blood. That's something Gemara will discuss going on to Amud Beis. And then our Gemara will conclude and will take us to the smallest Amud in Shas, or one of the closest smallest Amudim in Shas, in regards to the Sugya of Breira, and that will be for tomorrow's Daf. So let's Beis Hashem pick up on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Our Mishnah had said that when the Kohen Gadol used to sprinkle in the Kodshei Kodashim was kematzlif. Says the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis, five words before Nun Hei Amud Aleph, my kematzlif. What exactly does it mean like a matzlif? Now literally, a matzlif is a whip. Machi Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda showed kemangdona, like someone who whips for Bezdin. What is the mashal? The mashal is that when one whips, one starts from the up, a higher position, right? He raises the whip up and he crashes it down. Lahavdil, when it came to the Kohen Gadol, so there he starts from above and it goes down. Tana, the Gemara continues, Kishu maz eina maz ala kaporas. Also, another halach in regards to the sprinkling, the blood did not fall on the kaporas itself. As a child, I remember wondering this, that the Aron would get bloody. So the answer to the question is that the Aron did not get bloody because he would not sprinkle on the kaporas of the Aron. El keneged ovya shel kaporas. The translation of this is literally opposite the thickness of the kaporas. What that means is the thickness of the kaporas is, it's a relatively thin sheet of gold, and the thickness of it means that the side of the kaporas, in other words, it would pass in the area, in the space area of the thickness, in other words, the side of the kaporas. It didn't actually come to the Aron, but landed in front. The Brisa also continues, Kushu maza lemala, mitzade diado lemata. We learned that there's one zrika in our Mishnah that's above. So what does that mean? So the Brisa explains that when he does the hazal lemala, so then, that means he, take your hand, that's the easiest way to describe it, open your hand and have the bottom of your hand towards the ground and put a finger out and then raise your hand up. So it's like throwing up with his finger. That would be the one time that's referred to as lamala. As the back of his hand towards the ground and it's moving upwards. Then he has the back of his hand, in other words, the opposite of the palm, towards up. Then, and the movement goes down, explains Rashi in the Ramasal Kushumaze. The Mechon HaMikdash Machzorim and Gemaris has an excellent picture if one would like to see how it's done. Beis Hashem. We should all be zelchit to see the real Avodah B'Yom HaMikdash, but those who have had the merit to watch Rav Yaakov Katz, who is a Kohen, who Rav Nevin Sal Shlita is called the Kohen HaGadol Me'echav, when he davens for the Yomud, he actually moves his hands in the appropriate motions as described in this Gemara, when he gets up to that point in the Avodah. Ask Gemara Minani Mili, how do we know that it didn't land, the blood didn't land, mamish, on the kaporis? Amar Vacha bar Yaakov, Amar Abzera, Amar Kravi, he's always say, el ha-kaporis, lefnei ha-kaporis. This pasuk is mentioned in regards to the sprinkling of the Seir. Now, the Gemara asks the following kasha. At the end of the day, the amount of sprinklings, which is of course 7, we learn out by the Seir from the par. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskul Lo Ye'amar. Only by the par does it say, Ulefnei HaKaporis Yazeh Sheva Pamim. Since ultimately we learn from the par, asks the Gemara, why do we even need this pasuk by the Seir? V'hizos HaKaporis Ulefnei HaKaporis. Lo Ye'amar L'mata B'Seir. You don't need to mention the sprinkling of Lamata. Now, specifically, this is the sprinkling where you do the 7 times Lamata. The Lo Tzarech the Gamar, Lo Tzarech, it's not necessary, this pasuk at all, which is the Zrika Lamata, the Gamar, Mimata depart. Because we learn out from the sprinkling Lamata from the par. So why is the pasuk mentioned? Lama Nemar, La Kushe al Lilifne. It means to bring out a hekish about something specific in regards to Al. In the sprinkling above, Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskil Lama Nemar, it says Al HaKaporis. And Chazal explained that Al HaKaporis is also described as Lefnei HaKaporis. And Chazal are telling us that Al HaKaporis is Kelefnei HaKaporis, says Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil Lama. Ma Lefnei D'Lav Mamish Nogeh B'Kaporis, just like when it says Lefnei, the simple reading of the Pasuk, is that doesn't touch. So too, when it says Al. Let's see that back into the Gemara as well. Ma Lefnei D'Lav, just like Lefnei does not mean that it doesn't touch. Al Af D'Lav. Al. Then so too, when it says Al, it doesn't mean Al Mamish. So that's what this Pasuk, V'hizos Al HaKaporis, is trying to bring out. Says the Gemara, but is that so? Adarabba, lo yomar lemala bipar. We don't need to mention mala bipar. Delo tzarich. That's not necessary. De gamar mimala de seir. Lo manemar. So why is lemala bipar mentioned? Lakushe lifne la'al. Ma'al al mamish. Maybe you could say the exact opposite. That it's coming out of its way to say that just like al means mamish. When it says al pnei akapores, Af lefnei al mamish. Maybe say the exact opposite, that it's the al that's coming to be emphasized. Says the Gemara, that limud would not be correct. If we're going to say like our original pshat, that the mata seir is equated to the mile of the par, that just like the par is extra, and we use lamata the seir to be makish, the mata of the seir to the mala of the seir, that just like the mala of the seir is lefnei, so too the mata of the seir is lefnei, and the mala de par is extra. We could use that extra of the mala de par. Mi boy lelech the tan de vei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the tan de vei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Al pnei kaboris kedma ze banav kol makum shnemer pnei einu ela kodim. That when it says pnei kaboris, it means first. And what's the first side? That's Mizrach. Kadim, first, forward, always refers to Mizrach, forward. Forward is Mizrach, where the sun shines. But if you're going to say that we're not equating Mata to Seir to Mala Seir, but rather Mailo Depar, Lamayasa, so then in such a case, what do I need the Pasuk of Lamata to Seir altogether? If you are right, which you're incorrect, that the Mata de Par is coming to tell us that it's supposed to touch the Kapores, so what then the same thing logically would apply to Mata de Seir. Hence, the original limud of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov stands in terms of the limud of Lifnei, referring to in front, and Al also means to say Lifnei as well. We continue two lines before the Y Tarabban Vihizo, Isalaka Pars Lifnei Kapiris, Lamadnu Kama Lamala Bisir. Achas, that how much should, how many hazos should you do Lamala? One, because the Pasuk says, Vihiza Oso. Oso is Mashma one. Lamata Bisir any Ode Kama, but how many sprinklings should be done Lamata? In other words, with the finger going down for the seer, there we didn't have a number. Hareini done. So we'll begin to judge and search. Nemru damim lamata bepar. We mentioned this before in Rashi Dibar Maslo Yomar. Says damim when it comes to the par lamata. V'nemru damim lamata b'seir. Ma lamata bepar sheva. Af lamata b'seir sheva. Oh, says the Gemara, maybe you can make a different drasha. Klech l'derech zu. Go in a different direction. Klech from the word lech. Go in a different direction. Nemru damim lamala b'seir. Nemru damim lamata b'seir. Ma lamala b'seir achas. Af lamata b'seir achas. Maybe you should argue that you just learned from the mala. And just like the mala is one, so too the lamata is also one. Says the Gemara, nir l'midom. What should you learn for the Seir Lamata? What would be most parallel? Dana Mimata Mimata? It makes more sense to learn Azos of something else Lamata, as opposed to learning the Azos of that same carbon when it's Lamala. Says Agmar, is that so logical? I have a logic in the other direction. Five lines into the wide Nun Heim and Aleph. Adarabba. Dana Gufay Migufay. Let's learn out the halach of one part of the Avodah of the Seir from the other. Vein Dana Gufay Mealma, but you shouldn't learn out the halachos of the Zrikas Hasir Lamata from the par. Answers the Gemara, Talmud Lomar V'asas Dome Kasher Asol L'dam HaPar. The Torah Kedoshah says, you shall do to its blood like you did to the Dam HaPar. Shein Talmud Lomar Kasher Asa. Why does the Torah say Kasher Asa? Umat Talmud Lomar Kasher Asa. Shiyu Kol As Yosef Shavem Shavos, that they should all be similar. Kishem Shalmata B'par B'sheva Kach Lamata B'seir Sheva. Just like seven, that's what the Torah is bringing out when it says Kasher Asa, that the Lamata is seven, both for the par as well as for the Seir. And this is the Makar that the Seir is seven. Analyzes the Gemara, Lamadnu Kama Lamata Bipar Ubisir Sheva, that's seven. Lamala Bipar Eni Yodea Kama, but I don't know the Zrika in which you're pointing upwards for the par, how many it's supposed to be. Vareini dan. Okay, so let's now sit down and judge. Nemru damim lamala b'seir, nemru damim lamala b'par. Ma lamala b'seir achas. Just like it's achas, as we learned, because the pasuk says, Oso, v'iza oso ala kaporis. Rashi explained, based on the Gemara, on the second to last narrow line, that it's supposed to be a single zrika. Oso sounds like a similar zrika. So af lamala b'par achas. So too, lamala b'par is one. Now the Gemara asks the same type of question we had before. O klech l'derech zu. Let's go in the other direction. Nemru damim lamata b'par v'nemru damim lamala b'par. Ma lamata b'par sheva. Af lamala b'par sheva. Maybe learn the sprinkling pointing above, when the Kohen Gadol points his finger above, from lamata. When we learn lamata, that when he points it below, that's sheva. So too, maybe we should compare it to the pointing above, that's also should be sheva. Says Gemara, near the mi dome. What way is the sprinkling le mata comparable to the other type of sprinkling? Dana mala mi mala. It makes more sense to learn the sprinkling of above from above. In other words, to learn from the seir that the sprinkling above is one. Vein dana mala mi mata. Don't learn from mala mata. Adarabba, says the Gemara, same line of reasoning we had before. Dun and gufa mi gufa. Why don't we learn from the par to the par, not go to the seir? Vein dun and gufa me alma. Answers the Gemara, tam loma vasa is tam kasher asa. Shein tam loma kasher asa. Why the extra word kasher asa? Ma tam loma kasher asa. Shiu kol asuyos shavos. Kishem shlamata bepar sheva, kach lamata beseir sheva. Just like below with the par is 7, so too, lamata b'se'ir is also 7, ukeshem. And here is the punchline for our present shayla, shelamala b'se'ir achas, just like lamala by the se'ir is 1, kach lamala b'par achas. So too, when it comes to the sprinkling lamala of the par, it's going to be 1. So to summarize what we've learned, when it comes to the pointing of the sprinkling of the Kohen Gadol, there's one time when his back of his hand is facing towards the ground and his finger is going up. That's called lamala. That's done achas, both lapar and lasi'ir. Another time where his palm is facing towards the ground and he's going downwards. That's done lasheva, both lasi'ir and lapar. We mentioned that when he counts achas and achas va'achas. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. Achas corresponding to the sprinkling lamala, which is 1, that's the first thing, and then he does, building off of that, he always seems to mention that first one going lamala, he says achas v'achas, then achas v'shtayim, those 7 are going downwards. Tan Rabban, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas arba, achas v'chamesh, achas shesh, v'achas v'sheva, div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, achas, achas v'achas, shtayim v'achas. He doesn't say achas v'shtayim, but rather shtayim v'achas. Etc. Etc. Shalosh v'achas, arba v'achas, chamesh v'achas, shesh v'achas, sheva v'achas. V'lo pligi, and there was no machlokas. Mar ki asrei, mar ki asrei. These were two different styles of counting based on the two different places of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi explains that in general, when you had a larger number, to this day there are still issues in modern Hebrew. How do you order it? Do you say esrim v'achas or achas v'esrim? So the larger number is that put first or that's put second. Says the Gemara, that's simply the machlokis over here. The only issue is whether you're supposed to put the larger number before the smaller number. Nothing more complicated than that. Continues the Gemara, 9 lines from the bottom. Dekuli alma mias hazah rishona tzricha min. Everybody, though, agrees that the first hazah needs to be mentioned im kol achas v'achas. My timer, what's the reason, as we alluded to before? Rabbi Elazar Omer, shelo yito bahazos, that a person should not make a mistake in the hazos. Rashi explains if there's a pause. You don't say achas shtayim shalosh, but you say achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. So when you have that achas in there, that gives you more time to actually cognitively process. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Rabbi Yochanan gives a different explanation. The Torah Kedosha says, v'lifnei ha-kaporis yazeh, she'ein talmud lomer yazeh. Why does it say, ma talmud lomer yazeh? Limed al-azor rishon, she'tzricha minyim kol achas v'achas. That this first sprinkling, yazeh, that should constantly be reminded and connected with the other sprinklings. Obviously, al-pi drush, halacha in Kabbalah, that's a fascinating idea. My benayu, what's the difference between them? Ika benayu delo mana velo ta'a. If, according to Rabbi Elazar, there was no mistake that was made, no problem. Because at the end of the day, it was only done shelo yite. Rabbi Yochanan, however, says that's a halacha velfnei ha-kaporis yazeh. So then in such a case, then it would be a chisaron in the zrika itself. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the zrika would be puzzled if the zrika le mata does not include a connection to the zrika le mala. Fascinating idea. They say that my namesake from generations ago was brother-in-laws of the first Amshinava Rebbe, and they say that they used to learn Kabbalah on Yom HaKippurim night together. My namesake, Chaim Nasanata of Ruzhan, who was the Rav of Ruzhan, was brother-in-law with Rabbi Yaakov David, the first Rebbe of Amshinav. They would learn Kabbalah on Yom HaKippurim night. Maybe I wouldn't be surprised if this was an inyan that came up. I don't know, because I wasn't Zocha to learn with my namesake. Let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up with the next Gemara, 4 lines from the bottom. This upcoming Gemara is not easy. Let's remind ourselves what had happened in the Avodah that we're up to in the Mishnah. Let's look back in our Mishnah. The Mishnah had told us 3 lines before the wide on Nun Gimel on the Beis, on 2 days ago's daf, Yatzav Inicha Al Kain Hazav Hasheni Shebehechel, that when the Kohen Gadol walked out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, he put down the blood on the second pillar in the Hechel. Why does the Mishnah say that he put it on the second pillar? The Dam HaPar that had already been sprinkled inside the Kachim was already put on the first cane in the Heichal. So therefore there was a second cane as well to put down the Dam HaSeir. We learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda responded, Rabbi Yehuda Imer Lo Yesham Ela Kane Echad Bilvad, that there was only one cane, there was only one pillar that was used. Says the Gemara, what's behind this machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama? The Gemara is going to relate this to another issue that we learned in Maseches Shkalim. Rashi, though, anticipates later on that there is a part that's almost missing over here from our Gemara, where our Gemara fleshes out the machlok, is going to flesh out the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham without making direct reference to our Mishnah. So let us jump to Rashi's point. Rashi in Dibar Maskel Mishum de Michlefi on Amud Beis, two lines from the top, explains that the core of the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama is whether we're choshesh that the dam is going to get mixed up. According to the Tanakhama, there is a risk. You've got two different pillars holding two different sets of dam. In such a case, you might get confused. If, however, you only have one pillar, so then they first put down the dam of the par. And then in such a case, you know that this is the dam of the par. If you took off, then you know that you took it off and you put the dam hasayir. It's much less likely to get mixed up. Now the Gemara says, oh, likely to get mixed up? So let's now connect this to one of the difficult sugis that we had in Maseches Shkalim. Tanan Hassan, we learned over there in Shkalim, in a literally, it means a Mishnah. However, Yishaya Pick points out that this was not a Mishnah. We had it in the sixth perek on Halacha Dalet, but it was not a Mishnah, but rather is a Tosefta. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Hayu Shofaros L'Kenei Chova Mipnei HaTaruvis, that they didn't put a separate pushka for those people who would give money to have their birds brought, for example, a Yoledes and a Zava, were also Matame Migdash. They didn't have money, pushka, to put their money inside for those karbanas. Mipnei HaTaruvis, because we were afraid the money was going to get mixed up. Notice already the issue of getting mixed up. My Mipnei HaTaruvis, Amar Rav Yosef Mipnei HaTaruvis, Chova B'Nedava, that we were afraid that since there already was a pushka for Nedava, that people wanted to give birds of a Nedava, so then the money is going to get mixed up with that. So then, in such a case, they didn't make a shofar for that. Rashi explains at the end of our Amud that the problem of mixing up a nedava and a chova is brought as a karmen chatas, and ola is the process of a nedava. And, of course, a maisa ola is different than a maisa chatas, as described in the Mishnayis in Zvachim. So you can't mix them up. Okay, Gemara and Rashi do not yet connect this to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, so let's now follow the bouncing ball in the Gemara. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye now says, what's the problem with Rabbi Yehuda? V'ni'ave trei, why don't we make two pushkas? V'nichtav alayu, haide chov, v'haide nedava. And write on it that one of them is for chov, one of them is the nedava. Now, we see something amazing. Rabbi Yehuda less like Siva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't trust that by simply writing on it, people don't always read the signs, says Rashi on the top of the Amud. This is at least the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Ein sonchen al kach dezim delavadai to liyunei biksav, and they're not going to read the sign, and therefore they're still going to mix up the chov with the nedava. Disnan, as we learned in our Mishnah, and here's the connection, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer lo yisham el kei mechad bilvad, that we're afraid that they're going to mix them up. Shrei maitai malo. Why don't you put two kanim? Why don't you put, it's a little bit confusing here. We have the kane with a kuf that refers to the birds, and then there's the kane in our Mishnah, which refers to a pillar, which is with a kuf. Why don't you have two pillars? Mishum de michlefi, because we're afraid that they're going to mix up the dam. V'navi trei, make two pillars, v'lichta v'alayu, hai de par v'hai de sa'ir, el Rabbi Yehuda les lake siva. Oh! So we find the commonality between Rabbi Yehuda and Shkalim in the sixth perek and Rabbi Yehuda and Yuma in the fifth perek. Rabbi Yehuda and Shkalim in the sixth perek says that people
aren't going to read the signs, and therefore they're going to mix up the monies for the chova and the monies for the nedava when it comes to the kanim with the kuf, when it comes to the birds. And Rabbi Yehuda therefore says, the kanim with the kuf, the pillars that are in the Migdash, you can't rely that one is going to say, this is for the sar, this is for the par, that they will also mix them up. Period.
This would be a potential hesber in Rabbi Yehuda. Ultimately, the Gemara, though, rejects it because of this kasha. Meisive, I'll ask you a kasha from, this is actually a Mishnah in Shkalim, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. Shalosh asar shofaros hayu b'migdash. There were 13 pushkas in the Migdash. What were they used for? The Mishnah delineates in Perek Vav. Ayikasalein taklin chaditin, the new shekel. Of course, tuf and shin is interchangeable. V'taklin atikin, and the old shekel. V'kinin, and for the birds. V'gozle ola, the kinin, of course, that we're talking about here, are not the chatas that was mentioned beforehand, but rather the Mishnah is going to actually spell out that we're talking about the neder or nedava of Torim, the gozle ola, and these are the birds of ola, the eitzim, there is separate money, pushka for eitzim, levona, the frankincense, vizavla kaporis, the gold for the kaporis, vishisha l'nedava, and there were six different pushkas for nedava. We're not learning shkalim, but Rashi here spells out what those six for nedava were. We're just quoting the Mishnah now. The critical part of the Mishnah we've already mentioned, and that is that the Mishnah says, v'hayakasav aleyen. Now, if we could show that this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid with mixing up signs. The Mishnah spells out, "Taklin chaditin the new shekel elu shkolim shel kol shana v'shana." That's the pushka for someone who wants to give a shekel for this year. "Taklin atikin mishlo shekel ishtaket," someone who forgot last year, then yishkol l'shana haba. Then, in such a case, he has the opportunity to make it up by putting into this area called Taklin Atikin, the old shekel, which was used with the monies of the Shiyore Halishka, which Rashi explains, were used, the Shiyore Halishka, we learned in Shkalim, Perek Dal Mishnah Beis, was used to build the walls of Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. Kinin Hein Torin, the Kinin refer to doves that are known as turtle doves. Gozle Ola Hein B'nei Yona, these are pigeons. Vikulan olos, and these are all brought as olos. Divrei Reb Yehuda. So the punchline is, the number one, Reb Yehuda, Rashi explains, does not have a shofar for kinei chova. On the other hand, it's a kasha on our explanation. Reb Yehuda doesn't say that we never are somech al aksiva. Over here, we see that he is somech al aksiva. Ki asar avdimi omar ami b'marava. No, the reason why Reb Yehuda is concerned about making a pushka for kinei chova, they taught us in the West, gzeira mishum chata shemesu ba'aleho. They taught us in Eretz Yisrael that Rabbi Yehuda was concerned that if you were going to have people being toreim into the chiyuv chatas and they died, the halacha is that their chatas cannot be brought if they are dead. And then in such a case, we're going to have a problem. So that was the chshash. Gzer mishum chata shemesa ba'aleh. Asking Gemara, Micha Shina, are we worried about Vatanam? But then we learn, Hashaleh chatos medinas hayom. The Gemara in Gittin says that if you send a carbon chatos, makriven also becheska shu kaim. If a person was alive, we assume that he stayed alive. Ela mishum chata shemesu ba'aleh vaday. What's going to happen is, we know that somebody who gave money into the pushka had died, and now it's mixed up with all the other monies, and you're going to be stuck. The Gemara is going to ask for tomorrow's daf. Are you really stuck? So why don't you just take out a little bit of money? So Be'ezer Hashem, that question we will pick up with for tomorrow's daf. After all, we need to learn a little tomorrow. And some people learn the sugya of Brei Rabbi Iyun, but we who focus on trying to do the Gemara Rashi clearly and then to do a halacha will not have a lot of Gemara for tomorrow. So we will pick up five lines from the bottom on Nun Hei on the base. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Hei in Maseches Yuma.